Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Kim. Always a pleasure.
Always great to talk with you, mate. Are You Okay Day is not far away. Thursday, September 8.
That's it. It's sneaking up on us real quick before we know it, but that's because we're busy and realistically, Kimmy, Are You Okay Day is every day. It's not just necessarily one, but it is, of course, the time that we celebrate Are You Okay Day on a national basis.
You are so right. And it's really easy to ask that question of somebody that you know, are you okay?
It is, but this year we're looking at, and we've done a bit of research, and we found that even still at this point, sort of 4 out of 10 Australians that we spoke to think that asking someone, are you okay, is, you know, it's a conversation for an expert, not for them. So we're trying to change the way we think about that.
You know, the best chats to have, though, is with a friend.
Absolutely. And, you know, like, nowadays, we're all experts. Think about it. We're all experts in politics and fashion, sport. You know, we all know when the referees bugged it up on the weekend with our girlfriend or best mates wearing something they probably really shouldn't. And we all know when our politicians are doing something wrong. Even though we're not experts in those things, we really feel that we're, you know, more than qualified to tell the world.
Yeah, we're experts in life, eh?
We are experts in life, but we don't feel we are qualified to talk to our mates and ask them if they're okay.
Well, I know with me, if I've got something on my mind, I like to talk about it because once I've talked about it, I've verbalised it, you know, they usually have some good advice and it clears my head and makes me feel a whole lot better.
Absolutely. And even, as you said, just that act of actually talking about it and verbalising it so you can hear yourself say it at times just makes you feel that much better. And knowing that you've got a friend that will sit and listen to you and let you talk without trying to fix you or make you feel that, you know, this is what you should do, but just hears you out and then, you know, we'll sit and have a chat about how they can help.
And on the other side of the coin, same with my friend. If I can see one of my friends has got something on their mind, and if you know your friend or your family member well, you know something's going on, to ask that question of them and to have them talk to you, it's very satisfying to help somebody.
It's really satisfying, and I think that's the challenge, is that people get a little bit scared that they, you know, may not know the right answer, but the simple fact that you've asked the question and let them know that somebody actually cares. Because when we do get down in that little, you know, deep dark bit, we tend to forget that people care about us. We've got to do it on our own, but you've noticed that they're maybe not travelling well, they're late to work more often than not, they're not turning up at footy training, and they're not turning up, you know, for trivia nights with the girls and that. You know your friend, you know what's going on. You just get that little feeling. Take that minute, make sure you're in a good frame of mind to ask the question too, and you've got time to actually sit and listen to what's going on for them. But, you know, the Are You Okay message is pretty straightforward. Ask and then listen, and listen and let them talk. Encourage them to talk to their family, and then give them a ring later and just check in. And when someone rings you a week later and says, look, so how are you doing now? You're good. That makes the difference.
Glenn, is there a Facebook page where people can check on to Are You Okay and see what's happening on Thursday the 8th of September?
Absolutely. If they go to www.areyouok.org.au, there's all the a mountain of free resources there. There's some wonderful local stories on that too. We've got some great features on Sapphire Case Pantry down here, things like the boys at Kamaruka Cricket Club and what they do to support and how they work with it and how the message has worked for them. So there's a mile of free resources there, and you can just have a look and see how you can splash a bit of yellow around and share some of that hope.
Well, thanks for having a chat, Glenn. Always great.
Always a pleasure, Kim. And Kimmy, are you okay?
Yes, thanks, mate. You?
Yeah, look, I am just feeling very fortunate to be able to be part of what we do down here, and it's just a pleasure to be able to catch up with, you know, with friends and family and get out there on the day and share a bit of fun.